You're listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. You can find out more about the resource and construction industry, including how to communicate consciously with your stakeholders at resourceindustrymedia.com.au.
Welcome to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. I'm Kieran Moran, Managing Director of Resource Industry Media. The Connecting Industry Podcast series is designed to tell the stories of the people who work in the resource and construction sector throughout Australia. It's our goal for these podcasts to not only keep you up to date with the latest resource and construction news, information and procurement opportunities, but most importantly, build relationships between you and our guests so you can connect with their stories and get a better understanding of how to communicate and tell your business story right. On this week's Connecting Industry Podcast, we have Nigel Hunt, Metronet's Morley Allenbrook Line Principal Project Director. Nigel has over 30 years of experience in the design and construction of passenger, freight and heavy haul railways, and his experience includes management roles for the design and construction of Perth's last major new railway line to Mandurah. In the Pilbara, he has worked on major railway and non-process infrastructure projects for the mining sector as well. Welcome, Nigel, to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Just to begin, I suppose, and as I said there, as we have listeners all over the country, and of course I said project director of the Morley Allenbrook line for Metronet. Like, Metronet's one of the biggest rail projects that WA's ever experienced in Western Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, so Metronet's an expansion of the Metropolitan Rail Network in Perth. It also includes provision of new rail cars, but it also looks at how we can optimise land use around the stations and the connecting areas in between. So it is a significant city building innovation that the government is undertaking at the moment. And I have the privilege of being able to lead the Allenbrook line, which is a brand new 21 kilometre rail line in the northeast corridor of Perth. We've got five new stations on that line, plus we're upgrading the Bayswater station, where we connect in the Allenbrook line to the existing Midland line.
So how many kilometres is that all up?
So, look, all of Metronet is about 72 kilometres of new railway. The Allenbrook line will be 21 kilometres long.
So what's involved with that? Like you said, so it's going through a whole lot of new areas where a line's never gone before. So, gee, I believe that your stakeholder engagement would be quite huge.
It definitely is. We deal with the local government authorities. We, in terms of the station, there is a process where we interact with the State Design Review Panel, which is the Office of Government Architect is involved with that, about the look and the feel of the station, how it looks within the environment that it is. But then we have other stakeholders. We have landowners, so we're going through, it's a greenfields railway predominantly, as well as, so we've got those stakeholders. We also are travelling up the middle of the Tonkin Highway for a section, so we're working very closely with our main roads counterparts. We also deal with key stakeholders along the route. We're going around Whiteman Park, which is a large recreational park in Western Australia, and that's run by the West Australian Planning Commission. We actually go through a school, the Allenbrook Christian College. We bisect the school buildings and their playing fields. So we're working very closely with them.
So does that mean you actually go and does it go through the oval? How does that work?
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to elevate the railway and put a pedestrian underpass so the students can walk to and fro the oval. And it will be big enough that some of their small maintenance vehicles can get through there as well. So the school actually brought their block and built, knowing that there was a transport corridor within it and not knowing what the final design would look like. But we've worked very closely with them, and they're quite excited about the building of the railway. There's a lot of interaction happening between the alliance, which is the delivery mechanism for building the railway, and the school, and getting their students involved in the construction of the railway in terms of education in the construction industry, rehabilitation activities, etc. So there's a good relationship that's been formed there.
So, okay, then with the entire project, of course, we've had on the program earlier at one stage the Inland Rail Project. And we discussed, of course, the rail line and so forth. So fundamentally, it is the rail line that's been built and going through. But we've got the train stations that need to be built. Bridges, I'll gather, as well, quite a few bridges. How many bridges you got in there?
We've got 10 bridges, and we've got some rail underpasses as well, some tunnels to get in and out of the Tonkin Freeway. So we've got elevated stations on structures, on viaducts. We do have one section of viaduct coming out of Bayswater into the Tonkin Highway. So, yeah, it from a structures point of view, it's quite interesting. We have structures that we've not built before in Perth. On the Bayswater job, we have a special beam mould that has been imported because we, instead of the usual T-Roth short sort of structures that we're used to here in Perth, we're going to be using L sections or C sections, they may be called elsewhere. And so we've got things that are new to Perth, innovations to Perth, but may have been used elsewhere. So we're dealing with that.
Okay, what about let's just go back. We're going to come back on to the rail line in the future, and especially so Nigel's actually speaking to us today because he is one of the presenting projects at the Connected Industry Conference WA on June 17, which is only in a couple of days. In relation to yourself, Nigel, so as I read out within the introduction, you've also worked in the mining sector and so forth. How did you start? What's your trade? Where did you begin?
Look, I'm a civil engineer. I started as a graduate with the West Australian Government Railways back in 1990, as it was called Westrail back then. And at that time, they were electrifying the passenger rail system. So I had a lot of, as a graduate engineer, a young site engineer, we were modifying stations because the new rail cars were going to be a different width. We were putting safety screens on overhead structures to make sure that people were safe from the new electrified wires. And so that's where I started. I then went to and in those days you used to do a country rotation. And so I went out into one of the districts, and in those days we had a grain network that had 16-ton axle loads. We had 30 kilogram per metre rail on ballast, on gravel ballast, quite different from what is around today. So that's where I started, and then I went, I left there and went to a design house, a consultancy firm that eventually became AECOM, and I worked on a lot of rail and road projects and a bit of port work as well, but generally transport infrastructure work.
It must have been extremely interesting in relation to, so of course, when you started, it's a whole new, as you said, the train, the carriages were wider and so forth and everything going there. But also it sounds like, as you just said there, at the beginning of AECOM, so which are, you know, quite big today.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it was a smaller firm when I started and they were growing. It was called Help and Glick Mortzel here in WA. But certainly, yeah, it's now AECOM. There are still people working there that I know from my days back there, which is interesting. It's still in the rail sector. The rail sector in Perth especially, but in WA is very small. So a lot of familiar faces and names, and it's like that throughout Australia. But, yeah, so that was good. And then I went on and the government was expanding the railways in the early 2000s, and we called it New Metro Rail back then. We expanded some of the network and built a new line to Mandurah, and I got involved in that over quite a number of years. I was in charge of the looking after the design for the Mandurah Railway, and then for the majority of it, what we call Package A, and then went out into the field during the construction and worked very closely with the project manager on that as the design and construction manager. So a good introduction all round to the Metropolitan Railways. And then I thought, well, it might be time to try something different. And so in WA, when you try something different, it was mining. Mining's the big industry in WA. And I joined an EPCM firm and got involved in quite a number of different mining projects in both the non-process infrastructure and the rail space.
So what excites you in relation to what you do? What keeps you interested and, I suppose, your passion that we all have to get out of bed every day? And, you know, for those people who have a job that they hate, get out of it, but it's hard to get out of bed every day if you don't like your job. So what's your passion? What drove you to get into, you know, engineering?
To be honest, I was a very youth and I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I had a couple of options open to me, and it was accountancy was what I was probably good at, very good at numbers. But at the time my sister had a boyfriend who was an engineer, and he started talking to me about engineering, and it was this thought in my mind, I could either make money or I could make things that made a difference to people, you know, and lots of people. And my passion now and why I love the job I have is because I know I'm working on a project that's going to benefit hundreds of thousands of people potentially. When you build a new rail line, I mean, there's 400,000 plus people in the Northeast Corridor of Perth, and we're building them a rail line which will affect their everyday life. So for me, that is really significant. That gets me out of bed. That spurs me on when I'm feeling tired or I'm, you know, not inclined to do something, or it's late at night. It's really, I know that I'm making a difference. And with a railway, it's not a difference for a short period of time. Railways last for 100 years plus, and I can really, you know, I feel I'm doing something valuable for the community, and that's really my passion.
You're going to sign your name on one of those train stations somewhere so it stays there for 100 or 200 years?
No. I'm
They're not naming it after you?
No, there are more important people than me.
Don't say that.
The railway stations will, it's quite interesting. It will probably be named after the location they are because that makes it easier for travel, but we are looking at opportunities to use names that are significant to the local Indigenous people around those stations as well, and how we can incorporate the names, the themes, and what is significant about those places in the station. We call it placemaking around the stations and the precincts, and what makes them significant.
It's nice to actually see governments and so forth focusing on those sort of issues, and also, you know, creating something that's more of a public space rather than just a train station in the end. So all up, far as I can recall, it's about 21 kilometres of line. And as we said before, Nigel will be presenting the project at the Connected Industry Conference WA on June 17. But 20 kilometres of line, a number of train stations through it as well, supporting roughly around about 3,000 jobs. Give us a bit of a rundown, and I know there's probably too many to name, and not just naming it off, but from some of the projects that are involved with this, from building the stations through to laying the lines and some of the work that is involved in these projects.
Well, look, there's lots of work. You start with the pre-works, which will be looking at the surveying the route, looking at the geotech that we have on the ground. We'll be looking at what services, a big parcel of work is relocation of services that are in the way of the construction. That will be one of the first things we do. But we have the normal sort of greenfields work that you'd have in earthworks, like clearing and the general earthworks, the fencing, drainage works. In the stations, we'll have all the usual trades, hydraulic, mechanical, electrical. We'll have, we've got car parks we have to build. At Morley, we've got a multi-story car park. We've got a lot of emphasis on sustainable construction. We're looking at use of solar panels, putting in electric vehicle charging units. So we've got a lot of, in those car parks, a lot of plantings. So we're trying to get green spaces, a lot of landscaping. But generally, as you would know, for a large car park, there'll be a lot of asphalt, curbing, et cetera, that we need done. We have all the structures, and if you break that down, you've got the piling works and the precast works. We've got all the construction materials that we need, ballasts. We've got fill we need. We've got sleepers. We've got rail. We've got concrete.
How long does it take to develop a project like this?
They've been planning this particular version of the project since about 2017, I think, 2018, doing some studies. Before that, they had done different types previous studies. So, you know, some people would tell you it takes 10 years to plan a railway, but we find ourselves in a situation where we need to go through that process very quick. So in July 2020, a project definition plan was issued out of the Metronet office by the state government and endorsed by Cabinet. So we're less than a year on from there, and we've got a contractor on board, and we're doing the what we call the reference design. So we'll be designing through to the end of the year and into next year with the detailed design, and then we'll get into construction, heavy construction, as I would call it. And we would, we'll be going through till the end of 2024 with construction, commissioning, entry into service, and starting passenger services. With Bayswater Station, we're a bit ahead of the curve there. So they're already piling for their major structures, but they still have they've still got rail works, they've still got landscaping, they've still got to build their station there. There's some significant works that they've got a large amount of roadworks to do, and there's a lot of community interaction on that project still to go.
Okay then, so in relation to, of course, as I've said here, you're appearing at the Connecting Industry Conference WA, which you'll give people a bit of a rundown, of course, about the project and also some of the works that are involved, and for people to be able to prepare. How's that moving at the moment in relation to how are people managing to be able to get on these sort of projects or the information that they need to find out more?
The alliances are doing a good job of interacting with industry. Bayswater has had two industry workshops already, and Melconex, who is the alliance for the major Morley Allenbrook project, are planning one in July where they'll inform businesses on how they can interact with them, how they can apply for work, what work packages are out there. We'll be using the ICN gateway, and I know that you've got them presenting at the conference as well. But there are a few different ways that companies can get in contact with the alliances, which, as I said, are the main delivery vehicles that we have on these big infrastructure projects. But also I'll show you in the presentation how they can also contact Metronet direct as well and register your interest in the projects.
Okay, so as Nigel said there's some information as well, but also he's appearing at the Connected Industry Conference WA this Thursday, June 17. And, of course, you can also have direct conversations with him and actually see him. It is an online conference, but the facilitation of it allows you to connect, network, and have private face-to-face meetings with everybody involved. Thank you very much, Nigel, for joining us today on the Connected Industry Podcast.
Thank you, Kieran.
You've been listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast interview series with Kieran Moran from Resource Industry Media. To find out more about the resource and construction industry, including past podcasts, news and events, go to resourceindustrymedia.com.au.